I think in the NFL, you do have to have thin skin and not let things get to you. I mean, the greatest, they get beat week in, week out. So it's just great just to develop that short-term memory and just forget about things.
What do the vets say to you, a guy like Roll? What does he say to you on the sideline after you give up a touchdown?
Just right before we went back out on the second series, Corey and Antrell would just said forget about it, learn from it. And then just put it behind you. We have to come up big this next series. And
Antrell was saying something yesterday about, you know, there's no babying in the NFL. You have to turn into a man overnight. Is that a natural lesson, or, you know, where do you think you are in that process?
Was he saying that about me, or you're just saying that in general?
In general.
I don't think. Well, the NFL, it is a big boys game. So, I mean, if you have a thick skin or can't accept criticism, then yeah, I don't think this is a place for that person.
It's been a while since you've been a target of offenses. I would guess Nebraska pretty much stayed away from you.
Yeah.
Now this year, if you're a first year starter, it'd probably be the opposite. I would think they would stay away from Corey and come in.
Yeah, for sure. It would make sense to go to the less experienced guy. I mean, Corey's an eight year vet, so it would make sense to come on side. But I just have to keep doing my job and force him to go other places. Mm-hmm.